Property Feature is about to kick off in just a short while. You might have some questions if you're in the market for a property, perhaps, or thinking of selling your property. COVID-19 has just moved the goalposts on so many different issues, and there's a fear that it's going to affect the property market as well. So you might want to give us a shout if you've got a question in regard to that, and tell us what you think about the probable or likely change in plans in terms of your property ambitions, if indeed you were planning on buying or selling a property this year. That's the big issue that we are tackling with Hayley Ivan Downs, who's the head of sales at Lightstone and joins us at this hour. Hayley, welcome to the program as always. What sort of impact, and it's still very early days, I must concede, in our country anyway, but are we seeing any kind of impact from COVID-19 on the property sector in South Africa so far?
Hi, Joanne, and thanks again once for this opportunity. As to your point, it is early days, but we are having insight in terms of the fact that people are cancelling possibly buying properties. It doesn't mean that it's not going to pick up. We've seen the scenario as really a blip in the big cycle of the economy. It's just come at a really unfortunate time with the economy being down at the moment. I think it's going to just exasperate the issue.
All right. So that's certainly something to worry about. Tell me, how badly affected are we going to be by what is happening on the international front?
So we've had a look internationally, and the US markets are predicting that there may, in fact, be a property market crash. They are saying that off the back of, obviously, the stock market and what they're experiencing there. There are obviously quite a few cases ahead of South Africa, so they're experiencing it in a much bigger impact, and their economy is really large. So if the property market crashes in a country like the US, there is a ripple across the rest of the world. We are also seeing Australia also predicting not necessarily a crash, but definitely a drop in property sales, the fact that people are going to be pulling back on spending any money. The ripple in terms of the unemployment that spins out of this. So I think everybody at the moment is really just sitting tight and sitting and waiting to anticipate what's actually going to happen.
So give me a sense of this. We know countries like Italy have put mortgage payments on hold for the time being. What would happen if our government didn't act to protect homeowners here?
So I think the government have actually taken steps quite quickly, which is good. So let's just hope that they kind of, these steps help in terms of curbing the spread of the coronavirus. We are anticipating government to be a little bit more strict if the number starts doubling as it is at the moment. I think there will be pressure all round in terms of where consumers can feel a bit of relief in terms of either payments on mortgages or paying for services. So I think all round there's going to be pressure on providers to assess in terms of how they can help the consumer through this time, but that's not knowing really how long the period is going to be.
All right. I just want to take a call from one of our listeners who happens to have called in while we're chatting to you on this topic, Hayley. It is Natasha in Bryanston. Natasha, I believe you had a property overseas that you've put on the market.
Yes, Saran. So literally within the last 10 days, I put a property that I own in Reigate in Surrey, which is just outside London,
yes,
on the market. It's one that I've owned since late 2011.
Right.
It's grown really nicely in value, and kind of the time came that I wanted to sell it. I can't really explain to you how the property market, just in the short space of time since it's going on the market 10 days ago, has been affected by COVID-19 announcements from presidents around the world and how people are reacting. So in the first instance, people are cancelling viewings left, right and centre, to the point where my agent, who, thank goodness, have got a high degree of acumen when it comes to digital marketing, they're now offering virtual viewings. You've then also got people, like in the UK, where the Prime Minister is not taking a firm enough stance on sort of his view on COVID-19 and how the public should behave. People are going extreme. They don't want to leave their houses at all. They're terrified about anything to do with future investment. So they could have been serious buyers on the market. They're now halting all of their plans. It really is something that can't be ignored, and that's an established, sophisticated economy. If we're seeing that in such a short period of time, believe me, we'll see similar things in South Africa. I've got an employee who has completely halted her plans in terms of looking at that property right now because she says things are just too uncertain in the local markets.
Natasha, thank you so much. What an informative call. And I think your experience in regard to this property sale that you're busy with gives us a good idea of the kind of fears around it, particularly when there isn't strong leadership at the top there. But Hayley, let's get back to this. I think Natasha has allowed us to segue very easily into a question I was going to ask you in regard to viewings locally. Are people far more tentative, far more afraid of coming in person to view a property?
I think absolutely. I think any form of contact between people at this stage, it's being avoided, which obviously does bring into account the fact that show days and show viewings are going to be under a large amount of pressure. I think it does also then open up an avenue in terms of how do people actually see houses if they are wanting to buy. In the current market that we're in, I think there are a few buyers that may still be wanting to buy, but I think a lot of people are sitting tight. I think there is opportunity further down around virtual walkthroughs. I'm not sure how that will take off in South Africa and an understanding in terms of how it works. We've just found that some of the experience that we've seen in the market is that people want to be able to feel and touch a property. They want to be able to walk in and get a sense of it. So virtual walking throughs and videos can certainly help to reestablish what you've seen, but I'm not sure whether it will help trigger a purchase of a property.
Right, yes, because you do require something more, of course. The interesting thing that Natasha mentioned there, of course, was how digital technology has helped just to give a sense of whether it's a deal you might actually want to entertain or not. Have your digital viewings been useful in regard to that, just giving the potential customer the lay of the land?
I think definitely in the market that we've seen, digital viewings are always on the up. Anything mobile, anything digital is definitely the way to go. And I think it also helps for a prospective buyer to get a view in terms of what they're going to be anticipating in terms of seeing of a property or maybe reinforcing something in a property that they've seen if they've visited the property. So I think virtual viewings are definitely there. I think the jury's a bit out in terms of whether it will be something that sparks somebody just by looking at a virtual viewing, whether they would purchase a property.
I do want to ask you about the quality of either video material or photographs that are taken, because I find when I've been looking for properties in the past, if photos were badly taken, if there wasn't care taken with the way those properties were visually depicted, I found them a complete no-no. I wouldn't even look at those properties. Is that what you find from your average property, your prospective owner?
I think sellers and agents are very aware of the fact of having really good photography or videos. So I think there's definitely more effort in terms of people making sure that it is visual and looks good. I think nowadays, I think you're getting a much better representation in terms of what is available online. And it is a service that is offered through estate agents, and it is an industry where a lot of people are linking in to take videos and photography.
Hayley, thank you so much for talking to us. Hayley Ivan Downs is the head of sales at Lightstone.